The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. We have with us for the second week in a row, Ed Reeves, owner, co-owner of Reeves Awnings Incorporated. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jackie?
Good. Thank you. John is your brother, John Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
He did not come back this week.
He
sent you again.
Yes.
We're lucky to have you. We had a great show last week, and we're looking forward to this week's show. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors who've been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, look for the webcam tab at the top of the page where you can click on that and get a live view at Dunmore Corners 24/7.
It's very exciting.
Yes, cars going by. People. I got a call from a friend of mine in Brooklyn one time. I was coming back from Karamia's. He goes, hey, would you just go out for lunch? I was like, how do you know? He goes, I'm watching you on the webcam.
Yeah, now he just has to drive from Troop to see what you're doing.
Yeah, now,
right?
Yeah.
He lives in the
he
area.
He moved up here now.
Yeah. I think that was always his dream.
Yes, it was.
Yes. Check us out and look us up on social media. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. And I just want to ask again, I know Pat asked, who do you know that would be the perfect guest for the Real Estate Roundtable? We're always looking for different subjects and people that want to promote themselves, but are very articulate maybe and have a product that ties into the real estate world. We'd love to hear from you. So reach out to us at info@jruddy.com. Okay. Ed Reeves, owner, co-owner of Reeves Awnings Incorporated. Tell me a little bit about Reeves Awnings, please.
Well, Reeves Awnings was founded roughly 1953-54. My grandfather started the business after being in the awning business for several years. He used to work for a company called Knoll Awning Company. That was, I think there was actually two locations. Two brothers were in the awning business. And he worked in a location that was near where Tom Hesser Chevrolet is.
Oh.
But we actually still have an old sign from Knoll Awning Company displayed up in our shop.
Neat.
So he started that back then, and it quickly grew. I mean, he started off with mostly residential customers, started off roughly about 600 customers, and today we have, you know, roughly around 2,000 customers that we take care of in the area and outside the area also.
Right. Also. Last week you told us primarily Lackawanna County, but you go to Pike, Monroe,
mm-hmm.
Where else?
Luzerne County.
Luzerne, okay.
Wilkes-Barre area.
Good.
But that's the bulk of our businesses in the valley, I'd say.
Yeah, you have a good name. When people think of awnings, they think of Reeves Awnings Incorporated.
Thank you.
Yes. So, and where's your office located?
We are in Mayfield at 216 Whitmore Avenue in Mayfield. That's our physical location. We have three buildings there. One's our main, production area. And then we also have two storage buildings on that same property. And then we also have a storage building in German.
Okay. Before the show, you told us a little bit about how your life has changed. You used to do, when you used to cut the awnings, now you use a computer?
Well, yeah. We have automatic cutting machines. What I do is I actually design the awnings on a program, and I send that file to the you know, cutting machine, and it actually does all the cutting.
It cuts for you, but before you were manually cutting.
Correct.
Right.
So you were with the big scissor running down the table?
Yeah, leaning over the table mostly.
So it saved your back? Is that what it saved your back, your front, everything?
Yeah.
So it's come a long way.
Yes.
But you never have any glitches or problems with that computer program, right?
No, not at all.
So, all right, how does someone, we talked about residential and commercial, well, very little about, you do commercial awnings. Mm-hmm. Would you say they're gaining in popularity, commercial awnings?
I think it's always been a fairly strong market. Restaurants, funeral homes, you know, walkway canopies are a large part of, you know, a decent part of our commercial offerings. Also awnings over windows, you know, with lettering, you know, et cetera. Those kind of awnings have always been, you know, pretty strong in this area.
So in front of the commercial business, you would have the, like the fixed awning, you could have it with the name of the company across it?
Yes.
Okay.
And that brands the company and it keeps.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's always a sharp look. But in terms of those awnings, typically residential awnings, they're put up, they're taken down. Do those awnings need to be taken down at any time during the year?
Well, typically commercial awnings are made out, have a welded framework, okay, that, you know, is permanently attached to the building. I mean, it could be taken off, but typically it's not. And they can take the wind, you know, snow loads. Commercial awnings are typically made that way. And we even make residential awnings that way also. Sometimes people do not want the awnings to come down during the winter. And so they'd like to have something more permanent to cover an area or, you know, maybe a doorway, you know, going out the back of your house or even into the front of your house, depending upon the type of building. A lot of times we do those types of awnings where they just stay there year round.
They're affixed. So tell me, if I had awnings on my front porch, a wraparound porch, those very beautiful big awnings, not the valances, I could have them stay up all year long?
Yes. We do have people that leave those types of awnings up year round, but they don't have a structure, you know, to, you know, if you get a heavy snow load, especially wet snow, they'll push down on
mm-hmm.
the awning. They won't collapse them, but they'll, you know, it'll
stretch it.
Yeah, could
and
do
so
that.
You'll have a little bit of a gully in it.
Yeah.
Come springtime, right? So
it doesn't stay permanent.
Oh, it doesn't? It pops back? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but I would think that the wear and tear, you're going to probably wind up replacing them sooner rather than later.
Right. A little bit less of a lifespan.
Right. So most people take them down?
I'd say the majority of people do.
Okay. So what about awning care? Is that something you can tell us a little bit about? Is there a right way or wrong way to clean awnings?
So typically you do not want to use a strong power washer on awnings, on fabric awnings. The wand can be, you know, depending upon the strength of the power washer, can be very destructive.
Wait a minute. I want to use the pinpoint. Because there's a little stain I want to get out. That thing would cut through it like a razor blade.
It could, yeah. It could very easily, depending upon the age of the awning. But yeah. Yeah, that, and we've seen that happen.
Oh, of course. I'm sure you've seen it all.
I'm sure you've seen everything.
But yeah, we actually have cleaning sheets that are available from the manufacturers that give, you know, different solutions for all different types of stains that you would get on an awning. Because they're fabric awnings. They're on the outside of a house. You get all
under
sorts
trees,
of things.
You're going to get the green marks. That's typically like the moss, right?
Yeah. Or north facing, east facing awnings generally get a lot more mold and mildew on them.
Mm-hmm.
But typically all awnings do, you know, as they age.
Sure.
You know, you'll get more of that growth on them.
So, what do you spray something on it and use a brush and then a garden hose?
There's different formulations. People will be surprised. You could even use bleach.
Bleach? I would think bleach is like a no-no.
Yeah, no, it's in certain concentrations.
Okay.
Along with.
Just don't pour a bottle of Clorox on
it.
That would be bad.
No, that would not work, no. I mean, it would work at.
Oh, yeah, it would be strong.
It would take off the color.
It would be white.
but Sombrella actually has a cleaning sheet out that would give you, like, specifically how much bleach to use as opposed to dish detergent. That's typically what's used to clean them, and how much water. And yeah, you would just, you know, hand scrub them, hose them off. Our company has a company from Philadelphia that we use whose whole business is cleaning awnings. They typically come up and pick awnings up in the fall and return them to us sometime during the winter, you know, they're cleaned professionally and come a lot cleaner than most people can do on their own.
So they would look like they knew when they come back, I would think.
Yeah, they do an excellent job. But they have to be under a certain amount of years age. You know, once awnings reach that 10-year age, these companies won't clean them at all.
So cleaning them, would you say, extends the life of the awning?
It does that. I would say that it just extends the life of the awning in that it looks better longer.
Okay, which is the whole reason most people have them up in the first place.
Right, right. And then we also have, there is a guy that we started giving his name out locally that seems to do an excellent job. He actually will clean the awnings while they're actually hanging on the house.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask you. Is it okay to do it while it's while they're on their house, or do you recommend taking them down and then doing it?
No, I think as long as you're able to reach them, doing them on the house while they're hanging is the
best way. Yeah.
Better way to do it.
Yeah, you're probably getting all the material.
As long as you follow the instruction sheet that comes along with it.
How many people do not?
Nobody follows the instruction
sheet. I don't know. I'm not you're a DIY person. I'm not. I'd rather, you know, have somebody that knows what they're doing.
I'd rather make a phone call and give me the bill. There you go.
Yeah, right. Well,
I took care of it.
I'm afraid of myself.
That's her method of the...
Yeah, she take care of it.
I'm the one with the power washer.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
No?
You don't. You've never used... Have you ever used a power washer?
Never. But I could see myself thinking about doing that, but it's better for me just to hire out because I don't know what I'm doing. But how many times is it okay for somebody to DIY awning installation?
I mean, they could. I don't know that they'd actually.
I can see this ending badly.
No, I mean, because we actually used to have an online company where we sold awnings to people. You know, in other parts of the country. We quit doing that. We took that away from our product offerings because that didn't really work out so well because the demand would come at the same time. So we have a large demand around here.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, these people would install their own awnings. Typically, they were smaller awnings over windows. I don't think we ever sold any larger awnings, which would be more difficult for a person to...
You have to really know what you're doing.
Yeah, I would think so.
You're right.
We have had people who have installed their own retractable awnings. You need basic carpentry skills, patience, and the ability to follow the instructions. But yeah, typically, we have had people that have installed their own.
All right, so it can happen.
Yeah, I'd rather call the pro on that one.
I do
too.
Yeah,
I'm calling Reeves.
So, yeah, we don't see too many people who want to jump into doing that.
No, I'm good.
How long does it take to make one? So if I ordered awnings from you from start to installation, how long would that take?
Well, it would depend upon the time of the year, but in this time of the year is the height of our season, and right now, like for people that are ordering, it would take about like 4 to 5 weeks.
Yeah, so expect delays, right?
Yeah, and as the summer goes on, as demand drops, we can sometimes get them out within 2 weeks. So from time of order to the time they're installed.
So you're running around right now. Reeves Awnings is probably putting up a lot of awnings that you store. You offer that service.
Correct.
Storage, right?
Yes.
But not everybody that has awnings stores their awnings.
No. We do have people that store their own and put them up, but I think it's less common because of the the difficulty in getting things like the ropes correct. So typically we don't see a lot of homeowners wanting to jump into doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a real skill in it, doing it. You need a...
I would think.
It's a real... you got to have the skill.
Mm-hmm.
It's not... That's not a DIY thing with the knots and the... Yeah, it's like sailor's knots. I said it last week. It's like rigging sails, the way these guys do this. It's unbelievable.
So if I have my awnings with you, stored with you, and you do I have to call you to remind you to come out?
No, ours is an automatic service, so we have five trucks that are out currently, and they work different sections. So typically, all of our lead men are experienced, and they all have their own sections that they take care of, their own towns.
Okay.
So, you know, I might have somebody in Oliphant, I might have somebody in Troop, maybe somebody down in Dunmore, you know. So they have their sections that they work through, and typically they have to come back, and we concentrate on getting the porch and window awnings up first, and then typically we start putting the patio awnings up shortly, as soon as we're pretty certain that snow is not going to come down, mm-hmm. which it sometimes does in April and Northeast PA.
It could. Right.
So, that's how our guys work through it.
How long does it take you to get these 2,000 awnings out of your storage building and up?
About 7 weeks is typically how long it takes us.
And then in the fall, someone doesn't have to call you? Is it automatic?
It's automatic, yeah. Once they're on the list, they're on the list unless they call us up and tell us to, you know, cease, you know, that they don't want the awnings put up or down anymore. And you get a lot of that. We have a lot of people that might move out of their house or, you know, move in with their kids or things like that. So they just call us up and say, we're discontinuing the service.
The awning service.
Yep.
So a lot of times people have, they sell their house, right?
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
What if they come and take it down? Yeah. You come back from work and my awnings are gone.
We run into that.
We run into that
occasionally. People will be very surprised to see people working on their house they haven't called and they wander up their driveway wondering what we're doing.
Or someone stole the awnings, yeah. right?
Yes.
Huh?
We've had those phone calls before.
Oh, I'm sure.
But typically they let them know at closing that they let them know. And typically the new homeowners call us and just change the name on the account.
Right.
You know.
So when do you bill? Once a year or?
Usually twice a year.
Spring and fall?
Spring and fall.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. And there's a storage fee, I would assume, right?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And an install fee.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Now, I was talking to DC. He and I grew up in the same era where there was an aluminum awning over the porch, over my back porch, and we used to hear the pitter-patter. That's how we knew it was ready. You guys don't do any of that.
We don't do aluminum awnings, no.
Do you remove them and put up regular ones?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you could.
Okay. People have asked us to do that. So, yeah, that's pretty much the same tools you would need to, you know, put up other awnings. So, yeah, people have us do that quite a bit. And they were, aluminum awnings were very dominant in the 50s, around the same era that our business got started. And you would see that in those developments that were where the houses were built.
Over here, where we came up to the radio station, you said the West Mountain. Didn't you say that there was a lot of them there?
Well, I was talking about the development that was off Stafford Avenue.
Okay. Oh, that's right, on the other side of town. That's right.
Yeah, that area had a lot of aluminum awnings, and they still do. And there are companies around that handle aluminum awnings still to this day.
Okay.
So
Ed Reeves, co-owner of Reeves Awnings Incorporated, co-owner with John Reeves. How does someone get in touch with Reeves Awnings, please?
They would call 570-876-0350, or they could reach us through our website, which is reevesawnings.org. So that's reevesawnings.org.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a beautiful four-bedroom, three-bath, raised ranch-style home at 212 Annette Marie Drive in Long Pond for $459,000. This home, it's got an updated kitchen with granite countertops. It's got new flooring throughout. It's got an amazing new rear deck with Trex decking. It's really beautiful. It's got a wood-burning fireplace, all on a level 300 by 150 lot. This home also has a finished lower level that is currently being used as a rec room. That's a beautiful four-bedroom, three-bath, raised ranch-style home at 212 Annette Marie Drive in Long Pond for $459,000, and that's listed by James Caceres of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And I just have a few things here. House fishing, that's the new term out there. We talked about it on the radio show several weeks ago, the AI-enhanced photos.
Oh, yeah.
Adding landscaping, grass, different features in a home. And this can be a nightmare when people purchase sight unseen, mm-hmm. right?
That's so why you got to visit the house.
Yeah. So, of course, no, I'm sure not any of our listeners would go ahead and buy a house sight unseen. I would always recommend, if you couldn't get there, to have someone in that area go through and video it and have the agent video it or do a FaceTime or a Skype. Because what's happening, especially in Monroe County, are people are buying these homes and are getting there, and it doesn't look anything like the photos online. Also, a little tidbit, in 2025, first-time homebuyers made up just 21% of home purchases, with the typical first-time buyer age?
40.
You got it. How did you know that?
I'm smart.
Great. Good for you. Our special sponsor this week is 1031 Corp. They help real estate investors defer capital gains when selling and reinvesting in business use or investment property. 1031 Corp is the middleman you need to help you complete a 1031 exchange. And for over three decades, they have mastered how to keep the exchange process easy for you. Their exchange experts will educate you on 1031 exchanges, review your situation, and walk you through the entire process. If you own an investment or business property, whether it's residential or commercial, contact 1031 Corp to learn how you can exchange into a property that works better for you while deferring the capital gains and depreciation recapture so you can keep your hard-earned equity working in your next property. Contact them by calling 1-800-828-1031 or visit 1031corp.com. We'll be right back after a very brief break. This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 The Talker. When considering to sell or buy a home, why choose Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate? Let me tell you why. 70% of home buyers settle for the first agent they meet, and many regret it. 90% of home sellers hire an agent, but was it the right choice? Don't have agent remorse. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I've been in and around the real estate business for most of my life. And at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, we've been selling real estate for half a century, but we do not do it halfway. You deserve better than average. Average doesn't help you. We know it's all about you and what you need. Century 21 is the number one in brand awareness, is the most recognized name in real estate, and is the most respected in the industry. In this market, if you dream big, you need to move fast. So it makes perfect sense to contact Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 570-344-6724, and visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate and 94.3 The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney. Hello.
Hello, we're back.
We're back with Ed Reeves, co-owner of Reeves Awnings Incorporated. Thank you again for being with us 2 weeks in a row. We enjoy your information about awnings. We didn't talk about Roman shades and valances. Those are also types of awnings maybe that you can do?
Yes. What's sure. a Roman shade?
We don't call them Roman shades, but people often refer to them like that.
What do you call them?
The drop awnings, actually. Very simple name.
Very simple. Okay.
But they do fold up. People typically put them on the sides of their houses.
So they don't have to look at their neighbors?
I guess, yes. Most people just want like a certain measure of privacy.
Privacy.
When I lived in German, we were 3 feet from the property line. So a lot of times people just want a certain amount of privacy when they're sitting out on their front porch. They want to look straight ahead. They want to see the traffic, the people walking by, but not necessarily have to, feel obligated to talk to their neighbors and that.
So you can pull these up and down, kind of like Venetian yep. blinds, kind of?
Right, right.
Do you have to worry about the wind when they're down?
They do catch the wind since they're hanging straight up and down, and they don't have any bracing. They're wires or ropes that keep them in place. But, yeah, you have to be careful with them in the wind. They can take off. They don't break away from the building, but, right. yeah, you have to.
They could flap around.
They could flap around.
Yeah, neighbors directly behind us have a high deck and a pool and they put those down, and it closed. It changes the whole look of it completely. It closes them down. Now, I don't want to say they've never had any problems, because then they'll be blown away. But you know,
yeah. No, they've been up there for years.
So far, so good.
And I'm always expecting them to go flying, but they don't.
They never do.
Very good. How about valances?
Yeah, typically valances are stationary on a porch, and they are, you know, just mainly for decoration. They don't really block out too much sun, so that, you know, but mainly when people want to highlight, you know, their front porch, you know, put a different color on there.
So it's not for shade or cooling or any or privacy. Just a little bit of
an enhancement.
So, yeah. What would that hang down? 1 or 2 feet? Is that what that is?
Typically, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
Yeah,
kind of like. Okay.
Do you have to take those down?
You don't have to. In fact, they're more often left up. You know, because
year round,
because they don't catch too much wind. People don't have issues with that. All with right. them during the winter.
Yeah, I've seen more and more valances popping up around. And it is nice. It's a nice look. Okay, so what should someone consider when searching for an awning professional?
I would say that the main consideration should be experience. And I would say that you want to find someone that has the capability of taking care of the awnings once you've purchased them. So I would say there's probably be the top things that people should consider when they're looking at a company.
Yeah, I would say it's reputations. It's kind of synonymous in our neighborhood with the, you say awnings, it's like Reeves Awning. You know what I mean? It's you guys have been around for so long and you do everybody, so.
Right. I would think referral
is the way I like to go, and that's the way, that's your reputation. You have a good reputation.
Thank you.
And awnings, they're not inexpensive, but you probably have different budgets that somebody can consider when they're dealing with an awning, right?
Right.
A low, a medium, a high.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the offering on the fabrics, there's a little bit of difference in price between, you know, certain fabrics, but not a lot. But there are ways people can do a certain project in a certain way to, you know, be within their budget. Yeah, they're not inexpensive because it's labor intensive to install them and to take care of them. So yeah,
you can't install them remotely. I can't do it from the house.
But they're lasting 10 years, you say, for the most part.
Yes, and even quite a bit longer for, you know, some of them. You know, southern facing awnings face the shortest life. You know, typically because your exposure comes in the morning and then lasts the entire day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, those are typically the awnings that last the least amount of time.
And the ones that last the most?
Would be the ones that get the least amount of sun. Okay. But those are usually places you don't need awnings. So.
Right. Or under trees or something like that. But then you got the moss and branches to worry about, right?
Yes.
So, okay. All right, thank you.
So they have to be cleaned more often.
And they clean more often. Do you provide that service, by the way, cleaning?
We do. We send away awnings during the winter to get cleaned.
No, but you yourself. We do not. Right, okay.
We do not actually. I clean my own awnings when my wife reminds me enough times, I'll do it.
I have no idea what that's like.
But yeah, typically it's somebody else that cleans the awnings.
All right, third party. Okay, Ed Reeves, owner of Reeves Awnings, Inc. How does someone get in touch with Reeves Awnings?
They will call 570-876-0350, or they could email us at info@reevesawnings.org. And that's REEVESAWNINGS.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a great investment opportunity here. It's a 2-unit home with 2 3-bedroom apartments at 514 Brook Street in Scranton for $255,000. This property has a strong rental history and it is in move-in condition. The taxes are $3,500 a year, and it sits on a very manageable 50-by-70-foot lot. This home also has a 1-car garage that could be rented out for extra income. That's a 2-unit building with 2 3-bedroom apartments at 514 Brook Street in Scranton for $255,000, and that's listed by Nicole Clark of our office.
Don't forget to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. for more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 The Talker.